Drasha for Seder Bahaloscha, Tavshin Samach Dalid, the Mitzvah of Chatzotros, Trumpets. In the Midbar, Hashem commanded Moshe to make two trumpets of silver. They were supposed to be made from one piece of silver molded. However, if they were made from various pieces of silver put together, it was kosher. If it was made of other metals or materials, it was possible, unfit. It was not made out of gold, because either the Torah had mercy on the Jewish people and didn't want them to have to spend that extra money, or in order not to remember the sin of the golden calf. These were made by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and they were only used by him, and they were hidden away before he died. And there is an argument whether he made the from his own money, or he made them from the money of the community. They were used to blow, to gather the people together, and to signal the journeys in the desert. For all generations, the trumpets were to be blown in a time of war. This included all kinds of war, wars that had to be fought, wars in mitzvah to fight, defensive wars, offensive wars. Even though there is an argument whether a war that was offensive and not a mitzvah, just to acquire more land, whether the trumpets had to be blown by that war or not. Some say that the trumpets were blown as they went out to war when they were davening, and they added the brachos of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros. That's what the Ramban says, and others say that it was at the time of battle itself that they blew the trumpets. That's what the Shulti HaGiborim says. The Ibn Ezra says that when they returned from war victorious, they also blew the trumpets as a fulfillment of the Yom Simchastem, on the day of your rejoicing, which includes rejoicing over a victory at war. The second time they blew these trumpets was in a time of Tzara, times of tribulation, when there were disasters or various troubles that befell the Jewish people, as natural disasters, disasters with the crops, and so on. And they would declare fast days, and the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah lahaziku lahariya, to blow the trumpets on these fast days. In the Beis HaMikdash, they blew trumpets, and they also blew a shofar together with the trumpets. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, however, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, some say that they only blew trumpets, the Rambam, and others say that today we only blow a shofar and not trumpets, and some say that you blew both of them, and some say that even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash, they only blew the shofar. And some say that they had the choice, for Ashba, to blow the shofar or to blow the chatzotzos. Today, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, some hold that outside of Eretz Yisrael, there is no mitzvah to blow trumpets, but in Eretz Yisrael, there is still the mitzvah to blow trumpets at the proper times. And others hold that the trumpets are only blown when Eretz Yisrael is in our possession, and also when the trials and tribulations and tragedies affect most of the Jewish people. Others say that the trumpets don't apply today at all, that it's Tziv, that the trumpets were only blown when there was a Tzitz, and then Aron, and some say that the Aruch HaShulchan, that only when we add those extra brachas to Shmoneh Esrei that are said on a public fast day, which we don't do anymore, then the trumpets were blown. Another time that the trumpets were blown in the Beis HaMikdash were for the public sacrifices. And this was on every Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos. Some say that it was, in fact, every day, the chinuch, by the daily sacrifices also. The Minchas Chinuch, however, says in the Rambam that it was only blown from the Torah on holidays, And every day, by the daily sacrifices, was a rabbinic enactment. The trumpets were blown by the Kohanim, and some say that that was only by war, by the sacrifices, and in a time of trial and tribulation. If there were no Kohanim, some say that the Leviim and Yisraelim then could then blow the trumpets. And others say that every day, on the daily sacrifices, the Leviim would blow the trumpets. As we said, that is a rabbinic law, and on the Yomim Tovim, then the Kohanim had to blow the trumpets. A Kohen Balmum, a Kohen who was blemished, who was unfit to serve, couldn't blow the trumpets, because blowing the trumpets was considered a service in the Beis HaMikdash. You had to have a minimum of two trumpets, and the Hidur Mitzvah was up until 120. And some say that more than 120 was unfit because it was too much. And some say that every day they used two trumpets. On Rosh Chodesh they used 18, and on the Gimel Regalim, on the Shavuos Regalim, they used 120. The idea behind this mitzvah, the Ramban says, that it is to awaken us to tshuva, to know that everything that happens in the world happens because God wants it to happen, and not coincidentally, not it's not happenstance and coincidence. And this has a connection, I think, with the original purpose of the trumpets, is to gather the Jewish people together and to signify that al pi Hashem yachanu va pi Hashem yisu, that when they travel in the desert, they traveled because God wanted them to break camp or make camp. And similarly, as we travel through the world, the things that happen to us that either make us active or passive, those things also are initiated by God. And similarly, the Mitzvot David says, when we bring a sacrifice, we want to awaken ourselves to do tshuva and to make it as if we are sacrificing ourselves, and therefore the trumpets are blown there also. And he also mentions the shofar is blown for a sign of being subjugated, and the chatzotzros to awaken us. The Sefer HaChinuch says that the purpose of the trumpets is to awaken us to the importance of special times, either of tzara, or times of simcha, in the life of a person and in the life of the community. And we shouldn't let these times just pass us by, but we should awaken ourselves to be dynamic and to use these times to their greatest advantage. Could be another idea is that gathering together the Jewish people and traveling is also an idea of simcha and tzara, that a person has to know that he is part of the tzibur, has to be able to raise himself up through the simcha and through the tzaras.